This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It's gotten rather interesting up there on Capitol Hill, the hearings on the BP oil spills. News Radio 1070 WINA time, 20 minutes after 4 o'clock here, and we have 88 degrees in Charlottesville. It's always an honor for us to talk with our colleagues at CBS who do such a great job covering the nation and the world through CBS, and that would be Bob Fuss, who joins us live here from Capitol Hill. So, Bob, first of all, there's a lot to cover today. We're very appreciative of the time this afternoon.
My pleasure, Jay. Good talking to you.
All right. Well, we heard some audio there. We've been hearing audio from the various CBS reports all day. Is it basically, are they getting anywhere with Tony Hayward, or are lawmakers pretty frustrated?
Oh, they're very frustrated. I mean, you know, and part of it is that he is just very, very controlled. I mean, you know, he has kept an even voice and a steady demeanor and just hasn't responded in any way, no matter how angry they get at him. And you know, basically his position is that this investigation isn't over, and so I can't tell you who we're going to fire or what we're going to change or what caused, this accident, because we're not sure yet. And, of course, the committee has done a lot of research, and they have uncovered a lot of information about mistakes that were made in the drilling of this well, things that were rushed, things that safety concerns that were brushed aside, he's just not willing to directly talk about those.
Yeah, I've looked at CBSNews.com, which is an excellent website with obviously all the stories you guys are covering, Bob, and they've got the audio up there. And you've put together a little montage. It's basically, I don't recall. No, I can't answer that. No, I don't recall. And it's. I guess it really kind of underscores what has gone on today. But I'm curious, has Tony Hayward tried to intimate others being responsible aside from BP? You know, there's some subcontracting going on. We've heard about that over the last few weeks with this story as well.
No, he has not. There hasn't been any of that. And he has, to be fair, I mean, he's taken full responsibility. He says, he feels terribly. He's sorry. He knows BP is responsible and is going to do whatever it has to do to pay all the claims and to stop the well and to do all the other things. In all of what the committee really wants is for him to say, we really messed up here and we put profits first and we didn't pay attention to safety, and he's just not going to do that.
Yeah, and is the forum, Bob, from what you can tell, before I get to that question, let me ask you this. We're talking with Bob Fuss from CBS News, our colleague kind enough to join us here from Washington, D.C. Just how contentious have the exchanges gotten in the hearings?
Well, they're contentious, but it's all on one side.
Okay.
As I say, Hayward has just maintained this very steady, calm demeanor and just keeps repeating the same thing over and over. But members of the committee have assailed him in every way they could think of, and telling him that he thinks, they think he's stonewalling, that he's insulting their intelligence, that he's not, being honest with them, and he's basically just saying, giving his answers.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, is this is still going on as we speak?
It is. It should be wrapping up soon, I hope, but it is still going on.
We're talking with Bob Fuss of CBS News about the BP oil spill hearings that are going on up there at Capitol Hill. So I guess at this point, from what the different legislators have been saying and all of the inquiries, if they are frustrated, and has anyone else said anything, Bob, to you from what you've observed? If we can't get what we want, we're basically just going to wrap this and be done with it? Or do you get the sense from watching this that they're just going to keep digging until they eventually get something towards what they're looking for?
Oh, no. This committee has been conducting a major investigation. They've uncovered a lot of important information about the cause of the explosion. They're the ones who figured out that this spill plan that the BP had was basically the same one as all the other oil companies had, and it was just completely bogus, talking about saving walruses in the Gulf of Mexico. And so they've done a lot of good work, and they're going to continue to investigate, and there'll be a lot of investigations going forward. This is certainly not the end of anything.
Yeah, Bob, we had talked with another one of the CBS reporters that the dollar amount on the campaign to I've seen the commercials, as I'm sure you have, telling the American people we're working on this. Do we have a dollar figure on how much money is being spent? And did secondarily did Tony Hayward talk about any of the monies being paid to victims or a fund or being set up or anything of that nature today.
Well, I don't know how much his ad campaign is costing. I mean, he was asked about this fund that, of course, was announced yesterday at the White House. You know, the president basically, you know, pushing BP to, you know, get out of the claims business itself and just turn over all the money to an independent claims adjuster to do that. That's being done now, and he indicated that, you know, that was a joint decision by BP and by the U.S. government, and indicated that, you know, he thought it was in everybody's interest to do it that way.
Yeah, there we go. Bob Fuss, thank you, sir, for the insight. We're very appreciative. It's the top story in America, so thanks for making some time for us this afternoon.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.